everybody. It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
And it's your boy Sayed. That's Sayed SO on all social media networks. Snap is Sayed underscore SO.
And you are now listening to the Officially Street Podcast, officiallystreet.com. Listen, make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at TOS Podcast underscore SO. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/officiallystreet. And listen to us every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and every other podcast app that y'all have out there every Friday at midnight to get your week started.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to do this voice for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, my guy.
All right, man. We got a couple of great people in the building right now. We haven't done an interview in a long time. And this is actually a long time coming because me and Sayed talked about bringing these two gentlemen into the studio for quite some time now. They're two motivational speakers, and they're good friends of ours. They have a YouTube, I guess it's sort of like a television series called Hunters TV. That's HNTRS TV on YouTube. We got Bodie and James in the building. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, y'all feeling, man?
Hold on, let them. Y'all individually could go ahead and.
No, I was getting ready to say. So, who are you guys?
You go. All right, well, I'm Bodie. I am 21 years old, actually 22. We are the co-owners of Hunters.
Right. So, I'm James. I'm 22. I'm from North Philadelphia. I've been living up in the Poconos for about 4 years now. And, like you said, we're co-owners of a great company called Hunters.
So y'all, you know, I think it's better that y'all say y'all are owners.
Definitely. Okay,
yeah, because if y'all say y'all are co-owners, that would insinuate that there's an owner.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
So y'all are
the
owners.
Respect, though.
That is true.
Yeah,
gotcha. When you're by yourself, you call yourself a co-owner. But when you're together, y'all are owners. You know what I mean?
I could have cleared things up like 5 minutes ago.
Listeners don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
He kept that in his back pocket.
He enjoyed it.
Ew. So where can they follow y'all on social media?
I'll go first. So this is James once again. So my Instagram is at that billionaire guy. My Facebook is my first and last name, which is James Terranova. Twitter, I need as many people to follow me on Twitter as possible. JAYNOVA215. I started that up when I was like, 18. So that's why I put the 215.
I was getting ready to say, I always wondered where the fuck these numbers come from. The 718, the 215, 914, 305. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I apologize, man. But that's the area code of Philly, man. So JAYNOVA215.
And my only social, the only social media that I'm really active on is Instagram. You can follow that at c.bodi, B-O-A-D-I, and it's a period, not the word dot.
No, that's very good information.
When he first said it, I was like, come on. And then I started thinking, like, now I've had a few people like, dot, D-O-T, like, no, period.
You don't want
that's
none of
it.
That.
Keep it moving.
Now, sometimes you need to know that. Mm-hmm. All right, so Hunters, man. What is Hunters?
All right, I'm going to let James touch on that first.
So what Hunters is, it's... I'll say this. So we built Hunters in the eyes of how Richard Branson built Virgin.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you have Virgin Records, Virgin Mobile, Virgin Galactic, all of these things. So Hunters is like a conglomerate of things.
Yeah. Right.
The first thing that we built up was Hunters TV.
Okay.
So basically, I'll say this. What we do is, the whole goal of Hunters is to three things. One, help people, inspire people to dream fearlessly. Right? Not too many people out here are dreaming fearlessly. Inspire people how to master their own reality. People don't even know what that means. Master your own reality. Three, to inspire people to feel powerful. Once you feel powerful, the first two come. So in a nutshell, that right there is what Hunters is. I mean, you could say something.
I mean, you basically covered it.
Now, I want to master my own reality. How the fuck do I master my own reality? I want to master. That sounds fucking sexy right there. That's how you pick up a bitch. Like, you know what? You know what, girl? I'm going to make... You know what? You got to master your own reality.
You know what?
That sounds like the panties get wet and they come off.
I was watching some of this shit like, they do. Y'all are definitely on point. Y'all are definitely on point because y'all was talking. I was watching the episode with Shaka. And y'all was saying some things that made me look at my... I was just like... the fuck am I doing with my life right now? This nigga's like, you gotta be fit. I forgot what y'all was talking about exactly, but I know it hit me because it was basically like, what was it that you guys were speaking about? Discipline.
Okay.
You guys were speaking about discipline.
One of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, and it made me think, like, damn, son, like, you get into, like, these habits and things like that, but you don't know if it's a good habit, it's a bad. You might just be doing this shit because, like, all right, this is my 9-to-5, I gotta do this, whatever. Right. But your dreams, like, all right, Jay and I are both artists. So it's like, all right, we have to be disciplined, like, all right, we gotta be writing all the time. I'm a producer, I gotta be making beats and all that shit. So it has to become a habit. You know what I mean? But then, like, listening to you guys just made me realize, like, y'all do that shit here and there, like, I really need to get on my shit a little bit more because it's definitely facts what you guys are speaking about. But my bad. I mean, cut y'all off.
Appreciate that.
Nah, that's dope, man. That's going to be my homework assignment for tonight. Back to your own reality.
Yeah. All right, my bad.
I'll touch on what that really means, though. I'll try to make it, like, real easy to understand.
Yeah, in layman's terms.
You said wrong.
No, I don't mean it like that.
This nigga be like, the equivalency of mastering means what? Let me define master real quick, okay?
Also
let me define reality.
But most people, well, all of us, we live on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to believe it or not,
your subconscious, it's
everything
facts.
That you facts. Do. Right. And you guys, I'm sure you guys can attest to that. Everything that you do is on a subconscious level. There are very few decisions that you make consciously.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So when you're doing that, now you walk out into the streets and you're being fed with media, with influences from friends and family. You're being fed all these thoughts that are not your own.
Right.
And you're doing all these things that are not what you really want to do.
Right.
You're on autopilot.
Gotcha.
So when you take control, basically taking control of your reality, mastering your reality, is controlling what you think. It's right. controlling how you think. Simplest way to put it is kind of like if I want to lose 300 pounds, right?
Right.
Well, if I'm 300 pounds and I want to lose weight.
That's right, because Bodhi is far from 300 pounds. Follow him at C.BOADI to see that he's not 300 pounds.
He's not.
But if I want to lose weight and I'm a 300-pound guy, my current reality is I'm 300 pounds.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that are telling me why I should be 300 pounds, why I can't lose weight, all of that. Mm. Now, to master that reality is to actually take the steps that it takes for me to lose that weight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what it means. You have to. It all starts at a conscious. You have to bring the subconscious to a conscious level.
It's understanding what's real as opposed to what's spoon fed to you.
Right. And, right.
Like, what's real to you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your life really about as opposed to what is your life supposed to be according to society?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So mastering my reality is going to be my homework assignment for tonight. So Bodhi, you said you're 22 years old.
Yes, I am.
James, how old are you?
22.
God damn. God damn.
That was back when I woke up and my knees in.
Yo, a lot of our listeners know we a little bit older than that. You know, we played ball last night, and I tell you what, I didn't go to the gym this morning. Because I woke up battered and broken.
I feel you, man.
Yo,
you like that.
That shit was... No, it don't be like that for you.
No.
Don't act like it be like that. Nah. You don't know that it be like that yet.
Yeah, we haven't pulled out the bank gate yet.
Yo.
What?
Out of bank gate store on reserve.
Got bank gate underneath this table. I'm walking to CVS. I got that shit right here taped just in case.
I'm walking to CVS and like, no.
They're like, we moved it to aisle 4, sir. We know you normally come here for that.
We got some new shit. It's like a patch that you can put on.
It's bad, man. It's bad. Nah, that's what's up though. 22, y'all are young, man. That's really cool.
Now, you guys are doing this at a young age, and the focus that you guys have and what you guys are doing is definitely a good thing.
Facts. You know what I mean? So, James, I know you said you're originally from Philly.
Yeah.
Bodhi, where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from Ghana.
Okay.
Motherland.
Mm. So, that's what's up. Nah, that's what's up.
Okay. Originally from there.
Were you born there?
I was born there.
Oh shit. Okay.
Lived there till I was 8 years old. Came out here with my family when I was 8. And then I lived in Staten Island. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Staten Island.
Yeah. This nigga definitely foreign.
Yeah.
Yo, this nigga said, I don't know if you guys know where New York is at, but that's the kind of where I moved to this place called. Yeah, I moved to this place called
Island
America.
Of Staten.
Not sure if you're familiar with America.
I know
you're
from the Bronx and all that.
Most people don't know about Staten Island. Though. You hear New York, you hear the Bronx, Queens.
Nah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of fucking very credible. Nah, that's what's up though. That's what's up. So when did you guys actually migrate to PA?
So when I went to ESU, so I was 18, a mm-hmm. freshman, and well, I mean, I've born and raised in Philadelphia. So
okay, I apologize. Yeah. I want to say the Poconos. Wait, so where you at? Are you in Philly now?
No.
Okay,
I live
right.
in Strasburg.
Okay, right. So when did you guys migrate to our area, the Boondocks? Because Philly is dope, you know. Freshman appreciate year of college. Okay,
yo,
that's what's
Philly
up.
Get a lot of bad rep, man.
Oh, no, Philly is bad, too. No, Philly is bad.
Philly got some shit. It is. But the people in Philly.
No, okay.
As a general.
I got you. Like, they think all of y'all are Muslims and yeah, I got you. Y'all all got beards and waves.
Always angry.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. I understand why. I'm going to tell you what.
I'm going through Philly, though.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. I get it. I understand why. So, hold on. I got to say this. I ain't gonna hold you. Right. What does that mean? I'm not the one to normally say that. Normally, mad people asking me like, "Yo, what does this mean? What does wash mean? What is OD wilding out? You right, know what right, I mean? What does that mean?"
Right.
What
to
the
me,
fuck is I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's like I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's like
I'm not even gonna front.
Exactly.
I know what it is, but I just want to make sure. Right, I just want to make sure I'm getting it. Because Quan said that shit about 17 times.
We introduced that to Quan maybe 2 weeks ago.
And I'll tell you what.
He can't stop saying it.
I ain't gonna hold you. He says it all the time. He says that shit all the time. I ain't gonna hold you. That nigga said it so many times that I knew what it meant after his first sentence. I'm like, all right, this nigga just said. He said, yo, this drink was mad good. I ain't gonna hold you. This house is dope.
No, okay, hold up. You didn't give him the fab face when he did that?
No, nigga, I was standing there. I was like, all right. Yeah. All right, no, cool. I looked at him and heard, okay. All right. I'm not ignore it the first time. Nigga said it 17 more times. I was like, all right, bet. This is what this means. So is that a Philly thing?
Man, that's a James thing.
Really?
That's a family thing.
Really?
So it got to be a Philly thing.
So you didn't necessarily... Cause I could tell you like Wildin' Out and OD and that's some shit that's like some New York shit. Like my G. That's like some New York shit.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that you started this shit? You started the I ain't gonna hold you.
There's some niggas in Philly struggling this suit right now. What's this young boy talking about?
I'll say this. When I first got to college, man, every other word was a slang term.
Yeah.
You feel me? When I was in high school, you know, I got a funny story. When I was in middle school, I went to the top middle school and high school in Philadelphia. I had to get chosen and accepted into this high school.
You're Berlin.
Yeah, I am. Smart, man.
It's called Masterman.
Get on with it. It's called Masterman. So I'm in a class with a whole bunch of like Asians and white people that aren't from Kensington, that aren't from North Philly.
Right.
And we had this one group project, and a group project, it entailed, like, one person had to come up with slang,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody. That's the first time in my life everybody wanted me to be on their group.
Right. Oh, yeah. They saw a black guy. They saw somebody with melanin.
It was like, yo. Right. Yo.
That was like, get James over here now.
But.
Because he ain't going to hold you.
I say this. Right? I said, over the past few years, man, I had to calm down with that. Because if I say I ain't going to hold you to my friends, I'm going to wind up saying it at a job interview. You got to tone down your slang if you over here trying to be a businessman.
Right. I hear you.
Listen, Jay and I have to do it because we work in corporate.
Straight up in the office.
You got to be a chameleon.
You got to.
You don't know how many times.
That's the exact word that I use. I literally use chameleon. Like, when people tell me, people be like, yo, Jay, I know you outside of work, Jay. Like, I know where you are. Like, how did you get that job?
That camera.
Like, niggas be counting me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas really count me out. Like, because I know people, and I be wilding. Like, when I'm outside, like, I'm bugging out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Jay Omega. You know what I mean? When I'm outside, niggas be like, yo, how did you get that office job where you got to wear a suit and tie every day?
Right.
It's like, yo, I'm a chameleon. Like, I literally tell people, like, wherever I go, I can fit in. I can walk into any room. I can walk into a room full of gangsters and play the gangster. I can walk into a room full of preppies and play the preppy.
That's one of the 48 laws.
Yeah, it is one of the 48 laws. You fat. It's a fact, man. You got to be. And I appreciate you for using that term.
You know what? Because I'll be at work, and I'll get an email, and somebody will just say, you didn't do this. And in my mind, I'm like, this nigga, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, I have to hold my hands back. I'm like, all right, no, you can't do that. You gotta
compose yourself.
You have to do that. And that's another thing. Like, people have to master that.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
It's part of mastering your reality.
Facts. Okay, that's what's up, man. So how did you two meet?
So, Vima, network marketing.
Okay.
College. Okay. Basically, we had a mutual friend. Her name was Kiara. Shout out to Kiara. She's listening. She basically called me into this room. Like, so she lived in Shawnee. You guys went to ESU?
Yes.
You know about
Shawnee. I didn't go to ESU. Excuse me.
Okay.
I apologize. But I have no college education.
I understand.
So, no, but you've been at ESU.
I have been to ESU. That's what I meant.
Walk the halls.
So basically, she had a different dorm than mine. She was in my dorm. The person that was living in my dorm, she was in his room.
Right.
I knew that this person lived right below me because me and him didn't like each other.
Right, right, right.
Beefing at the time.
Right.
So you got to know where you're at.
You got to know exactly where
you're
at.
You got to know where you're at.
Right. You got to know exactly where
you're at. So this is 19-year-old James, still fresh from Philly. You feel me?
Right.
So when she told me, hey, James, I need you to come here for a business opportunity, a business proposition. And I said, all right, where you at? She told me the guy's room. I knew exactly where I was going. Now, at that decision, at that point, I had to make the decision whether or not I was going to go or not go.
Right.
So I swallowed my pill like Kiara. I went there. This kid has an empty can of Verve, which was the energy drink we were selling.
Right.
And he starts pitching me. After 20 minutes, I'm just like, whoa, like, yeah, I'm on.
Right.
So in that same room was Bodie, our other roommate, Tommy. And the guy's name, his name is Tim. So hopefully he listens.
Right. Shout out to Tim. Okay.
Shout out to Tim because he's the one that started it.
And James didn't like you at first.
James, he knows it.
I want you to know that. James wasn't fucking with you.
But you know what, Tim?
But you actually turned him around.
Changed my life. Shout out to Tim. He literally changed my life with that pitch. So that right there is how I met Bodie. That was the first time I met Bodie.
And for real, I always knew who James was.
Right.
But
James was a popular nigga, obviously.
I'll say James was infamous.
Okay.
Y'all want to be infamous.
Okay. You know
okay. Now, do we want to get into?
We could.
We could get into.
It's that,
James was that crazy guy on campus. He was literally that guy that was kind of like he had a girl at the time, and his girl was she liked attention, and James didn't like that, and that turned him into a crazy dude because he came to ESU for her. So every time I would see him, I'm just like, I really don't fuck with this.
Well, guy. I say this. He said that I came to ESU for her. I did, but to put that into perspective, I got accepted to five different colleges.
I wasn't chasing the pussy.
Said I could have had a life pressure somewhere else.
I got accepted to University of Memphis on a full ride.
That's you feel me?
And I stood there and turned that down to come here. So yeah, I got a lot invested into this girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yet this girl over here trying to dance with other men, Quan, you feel me? I was so heated, but that right there was the old, dumb, young, immature James.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When people give Philly niggas a bad
rap, you gotta sit there. But you know what? You know what it is?
Validate it all.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me tell you why Philly niggas is crazy. What people don't understand is, and I explained, me and Shaka had a conversation before.
Shout out to Shaka.
My brother, my big brother.
Shaka Patai.
Actually, this is a perfect time. When everybody follows me on Twitter, JAYNOVA215, retweet my pinned tweet. My pinned tweet is a tweet of Shaka's album, Colors of the Universe. We need to get his favorite rapper, J. Cole, to listen to it. He's tagged into that tweet. So if everybody could just do that favor, it takes a couple seconds. But me and Shaka.
Definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But me and Shaka, we're talking, and what people don't understand is, in Philly, you go through so many things. You feel me? Like,
right.
I'm taught at a young age, never look on the ground. Always look with your head up high.
Right.
Always stare people down. James, listen, man. If you get into a
like
fight,
Spartans out there.
Listen, James. If you get into a fight, you don't hit back. At it. My first fight was in pre-kindergarten. I didn't hit back. And I got my butt whooped when I went home. You feel me?
I didn't even go to pre-K, nigga.
Listen, man.
So, goddamn.
But when you, like he said, it was a beautiful way to say it. When you're out there raising Spartans don't know how to, that's all they know. They don't know how to act like Spartans.
Nah, this is facts.
You take them anywhere else, that's how they act. But I had to realize that acting like a Spartan in a college environment anywhere outside of Philadelphia wasn't going to get me to the next level.
Right.
So once again, theme of the day, had to master my own reality and figure out, okay, I need to change myself.
Facts, man.
I'll say that.
That's definitely dope, man. Yeah. That's definitely dope.
Nah, but that's how I met James.
Yeah, yeah. Are you guys still a part of Vima?
Nah. I'll touch on that a little bit. I'll tell you, Vima days was crazy. Like, Vima days were, yo, that was crazy. Like,
I got a great Vima story. Yo, I got a great Vima story, but I want you to do it.
I'm gonna let him finish. Yeah, got a great one though.
Vima days was crazy. Like, you know, you got young kids. Basically, what we sold was it was a health and wellness company. Mm-hmm. I think they're still around, but it was a health and wellness company, and we sold all health products. You know, it was all in the form of drinks, right? So energy drinks, body shakes, all that stuff.
Green tea.
So you had to buy a $500 package,
right?
You know what I mean, to get started. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, we sat up in 28 Lackawanna and sold them like hotcakes.
Oh, I believe
like
that.
Pushing them up, like to
it
college
was students. It was
but you know what the beautiful thing was? It was people didn't we would sit people down and not even mention product. You know what I mean? Because we believed in the company so much
that
we just sold them the dream. And right. Just like, where do I sign? Gotcha. You know what I mean?
You know, that's one of the biggest keys to success and to actually selling the idea of a company is making people believe in it.
Ether.
That's the biggest key to success. Mm-hmm. Actually, who was I listening to on a TED Talk that explained that to me? We'll come back to that later. But anyway, go on.
Nah, but like I said, Vima days was crazy. We were getting these out. Like, we would every week sign people, get them out of here. So we got to a point, and this was the first time in our lives where we started experiencing success.
Right.
Because there was this thing that you had to do when you sell three packages in a week, you got like a $700 bonus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were racking up in the Vima accounts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what happened was we got so kind of happy with the success, we didn't know how to handle it. So instead of us bringing people in and showing them the ropes, showing them what we did, we would just say, when we enrolled Kwan would literally be like, yo, I'm going to bring these dudes to Bodie, or Bodie going to sell them. You know what I mean?
Right,
and that's how it was. He brought them in. We knocked them out. Right. We signed up the whole crew.
JP even.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? I remember. Shout out to JP.
Yo, man. Right. The show going. You feel me?
I remember.
What's up?
So that was that. So we were experiencing success. And then when we had our first big downfall, when it came to success, was we realized that we built this empire and we didn't take care of it. Right. So it started crumbling from the bottom. And it literally took like a year and something to build.
Because
and
you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thing literally
you
fell.
You weren't taking care of them weak links.
Fell in weeks. Not even weeks, couple days. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Just,
that's what it felt like. But it wasn't.
That's what
weeks.
It felt like. Yeah, but that's how the whole Vima thing was and all that.
James is really quick to correct Bodie on time. I was watching an episode of y'all when y'all were talking about doing 1,000 push-ups. This nigga James is quick to correct your ass. Bodie was like, yeah, man.
It was a true story.
We did 1,000 push-ups.
You know what?
And what, maybe 3 hours? Bodie was like, nigga, 35 seconds. Like, what are you talking about? We did 1,000 and he said, no, not even. 45 minutes.
I'm like, nigga,
how you get 45 minutes for 3 hours?
That whole story. That whole story.
That was a dope story.
That whole story was fucked up.
Wait a minute. Explain that story a little bit.
All right, so this is what happened. Now, the person that we were talking about was Laquan.
Okay.
Because Laquan is this person that we see as somebody with a lot of potential in life.
Right.
But he just doesn't know where to put it.
Right.
I feel like Laquan could do anything that he wants to do. And everybody that meets him feels the same way.
Right.
But he doesn't know where to put that because I feel like he things just come to him. He knows how to let things come to him, so he relaxes.
Correct.
So we wanted to give Laquan a challenge.
Right.
And we were like, Laquan, we want you to do, I think we gave him 500 push-ups.
It was like, yo, for real, it was like 500.
Yeah. I told him, I said 500 from Monday to Sunday.
That's actually light. I'm not going to lie. I'm not coming at your neck, but that's light.
That's what I told him.
That is OD light.
So we get a phone call. I think it was like a Friday or something.
Right.
It was Sunday afternoon.
He always corrected me. But
My
memory weak for something. It's all good. So like Sunday afternoon, and he calls us. And he had like maybe, say it before you correct me.
Long story short, he had like 100 and some change.
100 and some change. You know what Quan said? He said, yo, listen, man, I don't need to prove nothing to nobody. I'm happy with me and what I achieved. I'm like, bro, it's
yo, JP,
like,
don't use this against me.
No, he will. That's already saved.
It's like running 100-meter dash,
mm-hmm.
get into the 90th meter and stop.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we were telling him this and he wasn't having it. So me and James, I was like, yo, James, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do 1,000 push-ups each.
Right.
Right? And
500 real quick.
The reason why we did is because we said that we was going to do 1,000 push-ups in a day. And that was a goal we had for like 2 weeks.
Y'all did 500 each, not 1,000
each. No, this is why the story's
fucked up. Oh, y'all did 1,000 each?
Just listen to the story.
Okay, let me listen.
So basically what happened was we decided to do the 1,000 push-ups.
Right.
Because we gave them 500. We was like, yo, maybe we can do 1,000. Let's do 1,000 push-ups right now.
Right.
So at that time, one of my New Year's resolutions was to do like 200 push-ups a day or something like
right,
that.
So right. we've been brewing for...
Yeah, y'all already been working.
Because it was a couple months into the year.
Right.
Now, what happened was, at that time, me and Bodhi, we were focused on breaking our limitation barriers. You feel me? Because that, we just had, once again, master on reality. So in order to do that, you have to show yourself, hey, listen, I'm powerful as I want to be.
Right.
Now, what happened was, we started doing regular push-ups. So 100, right?
Right.
And you can't stop.
Right, right.
No breaks, no nothing. So I did 100 regular, he did 100 regular. Then we go on to like different push-ups. I'm talking
Cause,
like...
Because the whole point of this was... to get the other person to break.
To right.
So,
right.
So what we had to do is, what we would do is when I would go, I would pick a style of push-up. It wasn't all regular push-ups.
Right,
I would pick a style of push-up that I would
do. All right, diamonds, you know what I mean? Nothing.
Right. Climbs, all of that.
Right.
So we were going back and forth.
Right.
And it was you had to knock 100 out, and then it was on to the next.
Right.
You know what I mean? But continue.
So basically, yo, we're doing all these different types of push-ups, like spider push-ups, just a whole bunch of different types of things.
Yep.
Wide grip, diamonds, like you just said.
Right.
We get to like 900. The last 100 was explosive claps to get to 1,000.
Oh, which is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
That's OD.
Yo, when I tell you it took nothing but sheer energy and just focus. It wasn't strength.
It took God.
And
it took God.
It took God.
That's what it was. Yo,
I'd have fell on my face.
And at that moment,
I ain't gonna hold
he
you.
Carried you, child. He carried you, okay?
Yo, I went through it, and I'm not gonna say I breezed through it, right? Because Bodhi's bigger than me. But at that time, I was doing push-ups way longer than him, right? So I got through it without that much strength, you feel me?
Yeah.
Being used.
Yeah.
So I give it to Bodhi.
Word is exerted.
Exerted, I understand. How much strength being used, you feel me? But anyways, Bodhi gets through it, and Bodhi gets to like 60. And I see him start slowing down. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing.
Let me tell the Bodhi part.
He said, it's me, so let me tell the me part.
He might be telling the story. Right?
Let me tell the part where I tell the story, but not the Bodhi part. So I get to, it was about 70. I remember 70. This.
Cool.
That
I remember.
Remember
that part.
So, so I get to about 70. And I get it. I'm in push-up position. And you know when you're in push-up position and your arms are not locked.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I couldn't get back up.
You couldn't get
right?
back up.
Right? I literally could not get back
so
up.
I'm thinking,
I froze. At this point, I'm just like, and I see him and he's like, you know, I know he's like, I got him.
Yeah, right.
Because look, that was the last one. That was 1,000. So he already finished.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't going to let him beat me. So I'm there and I'm like, yo, I literally can't. Like, I can't do this.
Right, you know
what I mean? And then I remember just looking at one spot on the carpet. I was just staring at it. And then I asked myself, who are you?
Right.
You know what I mean? And as soon as I asked myself that question, strength came out of nowhere.
That like was
it
gone.
Came, it came out of, it literally it came out of nowhere. Like, and I started clapping and yelling at the top of my lungs. He started yelling at the top of his lungs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Motivation.
Excited, yeah, right. It was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like, that right there was one of the most powerful moments in my life. Because it was kind of like you realizing that somebody could actually push their body to the limits.
Right.
And you decide. It was pure adrenaline.
Right.
And, like, you decide when enough is enough. I saw this one YouTube video. My best friend sent it to me, Karan White, starting wide receiver, West Virginia. Everybody watch out for him.
That's Karan.
Everybody watch out for him. But he sent me this video. And what the video was about, it's about... when you feel like that your time is up, that you like exerted all this energy, that you can't go no more, you actually only at about 40% of that 100%.
Right.
So let's say if 100% means you literally can't do another push-up.
Right.
Bodhi realized at that moment at 70 push-ups, he was only at 40% of not being done.
I had 60 left in the tank.
60 left in the tank.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Might be a name of the episode.
60 left in the tank or Massey on reality. It could be a bunch of. I got some shit that.
And real quick, in you guys' minds, with strings playing, like you know, there was music playing. Like, niggas got like 75. It's like, duh, 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 duh.
Yo, fucking Beethoven in the background.
We played motivational videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We were listening to E.T. We were listening
that
to
works.
Eric Thomas.
That works,
that,
man.
That got us through.
That's what we were doing. Niggas really was at like 75. He's like, you should have worn shorts. Like, that's right.
Should have worn shorts. Yo, that's really crazy. So, did y'all call Quan to curse him out?
I don't even remember.
And say, nigga, we just, had a breakthrough. Like, no, did you call this nigga and say, yo, Quan, nigga, you called us on Sunday, nigga, and told us that you ain't have to do this.
As soon as we got off the phone, we did though.
Nigga, we just had a fucking life breakthrough, nigga. You trying to tell me you can't do 500, nigga? Me and this nigga Bodie just literally took it to the fucking max, nigga. You better drop and give me 100, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. You better drop and give me 100.
No,
I ain't gonna hold you, nigga.
I say this. If y'all we did that. Tell him, I know Quan's the type of person that he'll just y'all to say, I'm glad for y'all.
Hey. Nah, fuck out of here.
Yo, you know, that's accurate.
It's accurate.
No, it definitely is, it is accurate, but I'm telling you, if you call me, nigga, if you say, yo, Jay, I want you to do 500 push-ups in a week, yeah. My nigga, right? And I call you on day 7.
Yeah.
I call you on day 7 and I say, my nigga,
crunch time.
I got 120 left.
Right.
I just did 120.
Yeah.
I'm dying. My nigga, I don't need this. I know I'm better. You know what I'm saying? Right, I know what I can do, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm strong. Nigga, you hang up the phone, nigga. You call me back in 45 minutes. And you say, nigga, I just changed my fucking life, nigga. I just changed my... You just be like, yo, my nigga, me and Bodie just did 1,000 push-ups on E, nigga. The tank was on E, and we did 1,000 in 45 minutes. No, nigga, I'm gonna hang out the phone, I'm gonna say, you know what? Who are you, nigga? I'm gonna look at myself.
Exactly.
Who are
you? Exactly.
I'm gonna look at myself in the mirror. I'm gonna be like, master your own fucking reality, nigga. What the fuck is you doing?
Just hang up.
Be like, yo,
click.
We just did 1,000 push-ups in 45 minutes. Nigga, you just go ahead and go boop. You're gonna hear this fucking dial tone. I'm gonna call you back 45 minutes later and be like, nigga, I just did 120 push-ups. You're gonna be like, my nigga. Damn, Quan. So, did you ever finish them 500 push-ups? That's the question that we have next time you come on the show. Did you ever finish those 500 push-ups? But, yo, so we understand the reason. All right, so not the reason. That's actually my next question. So we understand the purpose of hunters, right? So you want people to master their own reality. You want people to
dream fearlessly,
right? So great, cool. Now, why though and how was hunters born? So we understand the purpose, but how did it come to be?
You want me to touch on it and lead into you?
It can't work now.
I'm going to have to pause both of y'all.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to pause both of y'all.
I've been trying to...
I'm going to have to pause both of y'all.
They had a few questions, and I wanted to say, we're being mature today.
No, but that one had to get paused. Do you want to touch on it and let it lead into you? Do you want to touch on it and let it lead into you?
Listen, we're trying to be mature.
You're going to have to watch your life.
Mature.
That's where you pull your sleep.
Look, we got a hashtag. We have a hashtag called Watch Your Life.
Watch it.
I'm going to need y'all to watch your life.
Gotcha. Cool.
It's almost like mastering your own reality.
It is.
Watch your life.
Go watch your life. I'm watching mine.
All right, go ahead. My fault. All
right. So basically how Hunter started, I actually quit my job. I was working at T-Mobile. I got tired of working for other people.
Okay.
And I wanted to work for myself.
Right.
So I was dealing with a girl at that time. Didn't have a lot of focus during the time that I wasn't working at T-Mobile. So one day, I just had an epiphany. Yo, James, you need to get your shit together. You need to create something for you that you believe in.
Right.
Because I was helping other people build up their companies. And I don't have nothing for myself.
How were you doing that, though? Were you doing it the same way you're doing it with hunters?
Well, I was giving people ideas.
Right.
Like me, I'm going to... Listen, you tell me, yo, James, I need you to promote this. I'm going to get everybody I know on it. You
right.
feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm... Bayes Infused Water, right?
Right.
We're working with Laquan on that. And it's a great idea. Like, did y'all get water?
We actually saw what he was doing. Now, I'm out here in Eastburg. He's in Philly.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to get my hands on it, but I definitely saw it.
So next week, you're going to get your hands on it.
Absolutely.
My God.
Absolutely.
I'll definitely be here.
Wait, man. Listen,
water's a lemonade.
I'm here for it because the shit looks good.
Nah,
it's
great.
It's a detox water. It looks like, I mean, I make them on my own.
I've seen them put them on the snap.
Yeah.
Lemonades will change your life. I ain't gonna
lie. I believe it.
I do it myself.
So basically, like, What happened was I was thinking, and I'm just like, yo, James, you need to create something. Now, I'm thinking with a notepad, piece of paper and all of that, and I'm writing down these different things. I write down like lines and all of that, just things that are motivational, things that just go out there and eat, right? That's all I'm thinking about, eating.
Right.
But I see people get tattoos of lions and all of that. Everybody want to put lions on their Instagram page. I'm like, yo, that's taboo to me now. I don't want to use that.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. But what do lions do? Lions hunt.
Right.
So that's where I got the name from. So I wrote down hunters, took out the U, took out the E, and now I got an acronym.
Right.
So I'm thinking, all right, so what can this acronym stand for? And I came up with hunger, nobility, tenacity, relentlessness, and strength.
Nice.
So,
because those are all the core key characteristics you need in order to be successful.
Right.
Now, the slogan for hunters is "Prey on your success," because success is different for everybody.
Right.
That's dope. I could be a five years old and my version of success is tying my shoes.
Right, right, right.
You guys, your version of success is the TOS podcast, having that be a number one podcast in the country.
Right, 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 right.
Ours is to have Hunters to be the number one self-development motivational company in the world.
Okay.
So success is different for everybody. So I came up with that. And then I had this crazy idea. I brought it to Bodie. I showed it to a couple different people. And a lot of people was just like, good idea, James, man. It sound good.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm just like, all right, I know it sound good.
Right, 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 right.
So Bodie, he was sitting there. He was helping me come up with different parts of the logo or stuff like that.
Right, right.
Essentially,
right.
He was showing me he cared.
Right, right.
So
right.
I know this. If you want to achieve massive success, if you want to ensure that success, I'll say that, you need more than one head. Because right. Somebody needs to be accountable mm-hmm. over the other person.
Right.
Definitely. I know Bodie. Right. I know what his goals are. I know his work ethic. I know everything I need to know about him to know that if I bring him along with this, we have something beautiful.
Right.
So I actually thought about it in 20 minutes, believe it or not, and it just made sense, man. It just made sense, and it made sense to him, and he came up with Hunters TV. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, when he brought it up to me, we were trying to figure out ways to, you know, get it out there. Mm-hmm. Ways, what to do with it, really, because all it was a concept. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Yeah. So I told him, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I love to talk. I love deep intellectual conversations. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, and I also like giving advice to people.
Right.
So these are things that I'm passionate about. So I'm thinking, okay, you love to talk, I love to talk. How can we get the things that we say out there? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How can we get more people to listen in on conversations?
Right.
So then I came up with the concept of Hunters TV. We were just sitting on the couch, just brainstorming, and concept of Hunters TV came up. We had no idea how we were going to do it, no idea where we were going to get money from and all of that, but just one thing led after another, and then Hunters TV was born.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Nah, mm-hmm. definitely. And we got to actually probably do something on YouTube soon as well, because people love to visualize things, and, you know, it's not all about listening anymore.
So I have a question, because as you guys see, this is something that's popular now, but have you guys thought about, like, a podcast? Like, y'all don't have to do it, like, weekly, you know what I mean? But, like, something like bi-weekly, once a month, you know something what? Like that.
Now that you mentioned that, we actually have, and that's something that I kind of forgot about. I don't know if it's been sitting in the back of my head.
Always.
But we want to do a podcast, and we are going to be looking to do that soon. And that's going to give you, on the show, if you watch the show, you see a lot of, it's pretty professional.
Right.
But on the podcast, what you're going to get is the real Bodie and James.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
So, facts. What you're getting right now.
Right now.
Hopefully.
Nah, that's the real Bodie and James. So yeah, we have thought about that. And that's something that we're interested in.
Okay.
So how do you guys, because I have watched a few of the episodes, and for instance, I've seen Shaka on almost all, I've seen him on multiple episodes, right?
He's on that.
So is he just a part of y'all cast? Is he an honorary guest? Because for us, Cherry Poppins, y'all know Cherry.
Yeah,
she's an honorary guest, right? Gotcha, she's on every other episode. You know, we have her from the first episode she was on, everybody loved her. We connected with her. Like beautifully, you know, she's a female. She kind of counteracts, or not counteracts, but she kind of counterbalances our personalities. And, you know, I think that's definitely needed in a podcast, in a television series, in a YouTube series, whatever. So is Shaka that for you guys? And the question that I was going to bring next, aside from Shaka, is how do you guys choose your guests?
Okay, so Shaka, you can touch on, I guess, but I'll go first. Shaka, basically, what he was supposed to serve as was a third opinion.
Right.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? So when we first came up with the idea, and if you guys watch, you see Shaka on the first segment, mm-hmm. and then you see Shaka on the third segment when he does a performance.
Right, right.
So when we first came up with the idea, it was the first time we were doing it. Shaka was kind of like the training wheels on a bicycle.
Right.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he was there to kind of guide the conversation. We talked about the things that we were going to say with him. He was there to guide the conversation, give a third opinion.
Right.
So in the first few episodes, you don't really see much interaction with Shaka.
Right, right.
Now,
right.
As the season progresses, we realize, okay, we don't need the training wheels anymore. And then he becomes an active part of the first segment. You right, know what I mean? Gotcha, and then he gotcha. Actually serves as a third opinion.
Right, right. That's dope. Because honestly, Cherry is the same way. Because me and Syed know that we agree on a lot of shit. You know, so when it really comes down to it, what interest is a listener going to have if they don't agree with us? And there's right, no right, voice right. for them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because if they're sitting there saying, yo, I don't fuck with Joe Budden, right? Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here just straight up praising Joe Budden.
Right, right.
You know, where is their voice? Where yeah. is somebody to chime in for them and say, well, let me play devil's advocate.
That's where Cherry comes
in. And Cherry comes in because she's a woman. So she's also going to have different tastes, different outlooks on life. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, she's kind of like one of us in the sense that she's not just, oh, all I want to do is listen to Beyonce all day. Right, and right. You know what I mean? So it's like the perfect balance. Mm-hmm. So Shaka is kind of like that for you guys
right.
to where he's a third opinion and he's someone that could kind of counterbalance your thinking.
Not kind of.
Yeah.
If anything, enhance.
Oh, like, for sure.
Like yeah. you guys know Shaka. We all know Shaka. We all know yeah. his mindset. So
he's a monster.
Monster.
He's a monster.
It's crazy the type of knowledge and understanding of life he has.
Yeah.
So to bring him on to Hunter is a self motivational YouTube talk show.
That's his lane.
It makes sense. Not to mention that it can't be a talk show if you don't have a music segment.
It's literally.
Jay Leno, all of that.
Facts.
So it was a beautiful, the perfect storm to help Shaka get his music out there because we all believe in his music, we all believe in his talents, and to get the world to know him, man. Not too many people know Shaka.
Right. That's a fucking
the
shame.
The people that know him love him.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
As well, real quick, just since we're speaking about Shaka, I reached out to him and he was on the outro of my tape. And I told him, I said, yo, I don't even need a verse from you. Unless you want to give me a verse, cool. Because him and I have worked a lot with each other.
Yeah.
And I said, but what I do need is just for you to give one of those spoken words at the end.
Right.
I dropped out the beat and just let him talk. I just had the piano playing and all that. And when I was like, when he sent it back to me, I was just like,
could I ask for more?
That's funny. It's funny you say that because I think I seen on Instagram that you dropped a new song or a new album, right?
Mm.
So I clicked on your link. And it took me to it. And I'm like, I was on downstairs and I was looking on the TV and I was like, yo, James Shaka's on this. Let's listen to this track, right?
Right?
So we're listening.
Yeah, you waiting
for Shaka to spit.
Waiting for Shaka listening. To draw.
And Shaka come on.
He gives us a DJ Khaled.
So, but I think it was good enough.
It was. Mm. It was good. But we called him and we were like, yo, the fuck?
Why you got spaz on this?
Right. We were expecting some fire. I thought the song was going to be so long. You know what I mean? Because Shaka got to say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Don't worry. He going to be spitting on my shit.
But listen, so I mean, I'll send it y'all way. I got songs with me and Shaka Boy, which is going off.
Word.
So I'll send it y'all way. But I just felt it was fitting because, all right, that song, I was kind of telling my story.
Gotcha.
But him and I have done shit in the past where, like, we'll do a song together, but then he'll talk at the end every time. And I'm just like, yo, that shit is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I told him. And this was the time when he was working on his tape.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, I don't want to take you away from what you're doing.
Yeah. Right.
But if I could at least get you to say some shit at the end, that'll be perfect. And he understood completely. But
that's how you ended your job, right?
That's how I ended it.
Right.
I was just like, let Shaka talk, and that's perfect. But like Jay said, we're going to work because we got some ideas and some other shit.
Me and Shaka might actually have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not say nothing now.
So, how do you guys choose your guests?
So, the reason why we had those particular guests when everybody watches it, or for the people that have already watched it, we want it to be as relatable as possible, mm-hmm. right? So, we want you to see people your age, people that aren't at the heights, right? Obviously, if we could get Will Smith on Hunters TV, we right. would.
Absolutely.
But we can't. So what are we going to do? We're going to show people, okay, listen, these are your neighbors. These are your friends. Mm. These are the people that you know that you probably didn't even think that they had a secret talent. You didn't think that they ran their own business. You didn't think that they were singers or anything like that. But you see them chasing their dreams. You see them mastering their own reality. You can do the same.
Right.
So it's to further help people do the three main concepts that we spoke about earlier. That's why we chose them.
But to answer your question.
Oh, how?
I mean, but to answer what I asked.
Of course, he went deep, but
I felt like that explained it.
It's funny because we really didn't know who our guest was going to be till the week of.
And that's, I mean? That's kind of, this is where I kind of wanted to go. It's like, right. How did you finally say, we want this person on the show? You know, so we understand what they all have in common now.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you kind of answered, like right. what they have in common, what the purpose of having them on the show is. Yeah. But how did you choose them? How did you meet them? How did you come across them?
Go ahead, Cal.
So when we first started, our first guest, we had this kid, great guy. He's a lunatic.
I did beat that.
He's a lunatic.
A lunatic.
He's an L-U-N-A-T-H-I-C-K.
He left a letter or two out. But
no, he added some. He's a lunatic.
You're actually right.
He's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
So continue.
New work.
But he was doing something that was crazy.
Right.
And you know, we heard about it and we were just like, yo, you have to be on the first episode.
Right.
So
He was talking to us. He said that he wanted to hike from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania to Florida.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
For his company.
Wait.
He wanted to hike.
This Wait. Dude was going, his mission was to go to Florida.
Mm.
Right? This is how he said it to us. I'm like, so what's going on with you, brother? He's like, oh, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. I'm going to Florida soon. I'm actually going to be hiking there. But anyways, when I get there, I'm like, he just said it just like that. So what you mean? He was like, nah, right now I'm actually looking up, you know, how to survive, survival tips on you. I'm like, are you crazy? And then look,
I think you're really a lunatic.
he really a lunatic, my nigga.
Duh. He was going to hike to Florida, right?
Nah. That's not a 16-hour drive?
Drive.
On wheels?
But he was going to...
On four wheels, nigga?
What he was going to do was, he was going to move from town to town, and all of that, right?
Right.
And
how long it took him?
He was going to do this in the wintertime, right?
Okay.
Dude's crazy, I told him.
Yo.
Lunatic. but anyway, so we talking to him and I'm like, yo, you have to be on the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? So things happened, that fell through, right? Mm-hmm. And this fell through like the week of recording.
Right.
So then I called one of my other dudes. He was a dude that I was really cool with in high school. I used to train with him a lot.
Right.
And you know, I was checking out his Instagram. And he's like a bodybuilder that wins contests now and all that. Right. And when I knew this kid, he was a twig, right?
Yeah.
So I hit him up and I was like, yo, you gotta come share your story.
Yeah.
That fell through. You know what I mean? So now me and him are at a point where it's just like, damn, yo, everything just keeps falling through.
Right.
What are we gonna do? You know what I mean? Out of nowhere, our production crew at the time knew our situation and all that. I don't know if you guys know Mick and Ketter.
Shaka's brothers.
Shout out to Rebel Productions.
I do.
But Ketta just went to the gym one day, met up with some dude accidentally. They just literally just clashed and we figured out that this dude had to be the first guest. You know what I mean? And all of our guests after that kind of were the same process.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's what's up though, man. So as motivational speakers, do you guys ever see yourselves doing like public seminars?
Yeah.
Okay. Have y'all ever done a public seminar? You answered it so confidently.
Seminar.
Yeah.
Synonym.
So you said, I got synonym.
Well, you do public synonyms. But all right. So you answered that so confidently. Have y'all done this before?
Now, what we've done is we've went and talked to high schools.
Right.
Went to talk to high schools and some middle schools and stuff like that. What we're actually planning now is Hunter's Workshops.
Okay.
Where basically what we do is we met up with this great guy. I mean, this guy, his name is Mike G.
Right.
He's our mentor now. And this guy, he knows so much. Like, it's crazy the amount of knowledge that's in that man's head. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's been mentoring us and just feeding. I feel like I've grown 5 years just knowing him in one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So what we're putting together is we're putting together Hunter's Workshops, and the purpose of Hunter's Workshops is to show people how to do what everybody tells them they should do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because when you listen to most motivational speakers, you'll hear them say, you know, you should give up. You shouldn't give up, and you should get back when you're down. Well, how do I actually do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right,
you should
right.
get up and go lose weight. Well, how do I actually do that? You know what I mean? How do I get myself into those habitual routines that are going to allow me to do that?
Thanks,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So what the workshops are going to be focused around is building that up, teaching you step by step how to do these things. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. So what inspires you guys to keep doing this?
Yeah. The thing that inspires me is that I wish I had me when I was a little kid. I wish I had me when I was in college. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't meet Bodie, if I didn't meet Laquan, I mean, we clowned on Laquan, but to be honest, between Laquan, Shaka, and Bodie, those three individuals, more than anybody, gave me so much knowledge, showed me how to channel my energy, because I had a lot of energy, but the energy was coming from negative places.
Right, right.
It was like, yo, James, listen, man, if you channel your energy in this way, it could do a lot more for you.
Facts.
So that's what I'm trying to do. That's right there is what inspires me. Also, I don't want to go back to Kensington.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah,
so if you don't want to go back to the hood,
right?
You saw the thing with Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
You saw the interview?
They asked him
how you so frugal and all
yeah,
of that. It's like, listen, man, you have roaches in your cereal.
Right.
Go back to that.
Right. Yeah.
Same here. So that's enough inspiration for me alone. But you could touch on yours.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, I've always been somebody that people came to just to talk, for advice.
Right.
I don't know why, but I like doing that. You know,
you're a personable person.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to that, but continue.
So people just naturally just came to me. They just come to me. And then, you know, I tell them stuff and they try it and it works. And the feeling that you get, there's a certain feeling that you get when you tell somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They do it.
Yeah.
And it betters their life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they come back and tell you.
Right. And they come back and tell you. Like, I've had, there was this one kid and I love him to death. His name is Dave Ortiz. Shout out to Dave. But, you know, I was just sitting home one day, and me and him were always cool. I never tried to sit him down and give him life lessons or anything. But, you know, I would talk to him and we would go back and forth. Myself and my best friend, Charles, we would go back and forth with him. And one day out of the blue, he just shot us both. He put us both in a group text. And he was like, you know, I really appreciate you guys. You guys have literally changed my life. The things that you guys say to me and the things that you've done to me, I see them now working. All of that. You know what I mean?
And you really sitting there just saying what's on your mind.
Right, just saying what's on your mind. No intentions. Like,
right.
And there's a certain feeling that just gives you,
man,
that you can't buy. You know what I mean?
Understand,
and it's like a high and you just want more.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, man. So aside from Hunter's Workshops, what do you guys have in store for the future of Hunter's?
I'll let you touch on that.
So for the future of Hunter's, we're just trying to get Hunter's TV first and foremost. That's my first love.
Right.
Hunter's TV to a bigger platform, whether it could be Netflix, Hulu, whatever, or even to get sponsors on it. Because once you get sponsors, then you have viewers.
You want
to
syndicate it.
Syndicate it.
Right. Okay.
I want writers.
Right.
You feel me? I want people to stand there. I want a team.
Right.
Because last year it was myself and Bodie getting together and just saying, okay, listen, man, this is what our show is.
Right.
This is what we're trying to do. No, we need a team.
Right.
Because we want to change that. But other than Hunter's TV, other than the Hunter's Workshops, we're working on apparel. So t-shirts, Hunter's t-shirts. It has our logo on the front. When you guys see the logo, you guys will love it. And then it has the three main concepts: stream fearlessly, master your own reality, and feel powerful on the back. Black
female.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're working on. And I mean, pretty much the website. Working on a website too. So those are the things we're working on. As far as future, I mean, listen, man. We already told you guys we wanted to be like Virgin.
Right.
So that could just tell you how big we want this company
to be.
We want to
be an umbrella of many different things.
Yes.
Right, right, gotcha.
We don't want
to
be held down by anything.
Man, that's what's up, man. What about you, man? You got any plans tucked away for Hunter's?
I mean,
or y'all just have mutual.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to go mutual.
Right, right, right.
There's two of you.
Facts.
But, I mean, like he said, right now we're trying to build up to, you know, becoming an umbrella company.
Right,
and
right.
Stuff like that. As far as future plans, like he said, we want to be recognized as, you know, the Coca-Cola of the personal development world. You know what I mean?
That's what's
like
up,
that's
man.
That's the vision that we see for this, and that's where we're trying to go. And you gotta.
I'm trying. We're going.
Yeah. So you gotta build. You gotta get there. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing.
Man, that's what's up, man.
That's what's up. All right, I got one more question. Is that why y'all dress so dapper every time I see y'all? Because I won't lie, like I'll be laughing sometimes. Like I see y'all on IG. I'm like, nah, I never seen these niggas in a pair of Tim's sneakers, a white tee, enough, and it's always. Yeah,
these niggas is in here.
And let me mind you,
with slim fitting button ups, my nigga. It took Bodie three to four hours to get in the jeans right now. James, maybe an hour. You know what I'm saying? James is wearing some Kenneth Cole reaction shoes right now.
Man, they double marks,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Okay, he got some double marks, all right? Bodie has on some skin tight slippers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
With no size.
They're Toms.
Okay, they're Toms. All right.
I'm just saying, I got to salute y'all.
All right, so what motive is it, like dress for success? What is the
you know what it is? It's the whole dressing thing was my thing.
Right. I've always known you. I've never seen this right now is your casual, right?
Yeah,
this is your casual. Looking like you go.
I mean, I've been kind of trying to be more casual than
right.
You know what I mean?
Because you're scaring people. You're scaring people.
Not because of that. I really don't care about that. But this has been my whole thing. Now, you know, as a kid, told you guys I came from Ghana and all
right.
And I would get bullied in school.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I first came here, I had a really thick accent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really hard for me to get through my grade school years until one day I just said, you know what? I'm going to stop all the crying and all the BS, and I'm going to actually teach myself how to speak English the proper way with an American accent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So from that point, that was the first time I learned that I could master my own reality.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So from that point, I realized that when I got to junior high school, I'm a short guy. You know what I mean? And, you know, I got made fun of for that.
Yeah.
And then what did I do? I mastered my reality again. Whenever I walk in a room, I feel like I'm the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always feel that way. Mm-hmm. And whenever I put on clothes, I feel powerful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not the clothes that make me feel powerful, but it's the image that the clothes are giving me.
Right.
And it's the ability to be able to put something together and get walking, you know, put yourself into this outfit and say, you know what? I know wherever I go, I'm the best dressed guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He used to laugh at me for years. Yo, you look like Carlton.
It was for a year.
Here you go with the correct.
Nevertheless,
he used to literally call me Carlton, laugh at me, all of that.
It was.
He asked me for fashion advice all the time now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't really give a damn about what people are saying about you.
Correct.
And if you live your life that way, they'll start asking you how to live like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exhibit A.
I won't lie, the first time I seen you, I think it was at like 28. It was like a house party. And I just remember seeing, I was just like, this nigga just got his job today. That well.
I'm not gonna lie.
And then I saw him again. I said, okay, no, he already got the job.
You gotta get to know people. You know
what
I'm saying?
And then once I started like seeing him more, I said, okay, no, this is just what he does.
You gotta get to know people. And you know, I'm gonna tell you what, I met you at 28. I think I probably ran across you like 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and I'm like, yo, this nigga Bodie, like, really, this nigga dresses up wherever he goes. And then I thought to myself, like, yo, that's crazy, because me, I own like 3 suits. I own like 7 ties. You know what I'm saying? Like, like 2 pairs of dress shoes. And when every time I seen Bodie, it was like, a fresh fly pair of dress shoes,
right?
A crazy tie with the best button-up scarf. You know what I'm saying?
Blazers.
And it actually made me realize, like, yo, but how many sneakers do I own? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I own like 60 pair of sneakers. How many fitteds do I own?
Right.
I own like 40 fitteds. Mm-hmm. And it made me realize, like, yo, this is just his style. You know what I mean? Because my style is urban, and I feel like I crushed that style. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If casual, or like not casual, but if like business casual was my style, shit, maybe I crushed that too. So I had to realize, like, yo, this is just this nigga's lane. Yeah, like, that's what's up.
That's his lane.
That's really what's up, though.
I've never seen that.
I don't know. I'm trying to dive into that now because we work in the office.
We kind of have no choice.
Yeah, because now we work in the office, so it's like we have to branch off. You know what I'm saying? So,
but I won't lie. I can't see me doing that shit on the weekend.
Not just every day. Yeah.
Well, I want to touch on the reason why I dress the same way. Like, I don't dress just like him, obviously. Like, he wears his jeans way too tight. I go home. And I wear a size 12, so times don't work on me.
I feel you.
But I'll say this, like, I've always, ever since I was a little kid, one thing my dad always taught me, James, don't ever leave your house or the house without at least ironing your shirt and making sure that your pants are pulled up and all of that.
Right.
Regardless of what I was wearing, because once again, being from Philly, you're wearing urban attire.
Yeah.
I've never been a Jordan guy, but I'll tell you one thing, I had polo boots.
Right, you feel me? Call them the cornbread.
I wore polo boots, army fatigue pants. I had my Bulls, yo. Bulls, Chicago Bulls, they make the best snapbacks out of any team in the NBA.
Okay.
Listen.
Nice opinion.
It is my
I don't own a snapback. I'm not a snapback person.
I used to wear a lot of snapbacks. But what happened was I realized that I always had a barrier to get through.
Yeah.
Right? Because I dressed a certain way, I had to do that much more work to get people to understand that not only am I intelligent, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you feel me?
So I stood there and I just decided to make the mental note to just change that. To just change my appearance, especially once again, if you're trying to run a business, you feel me? I stopped going to college in 2014.
Right.
So at that point in time, I was like, yo, I gotta leave the snapbacks behind. I gotta become a man now.
Right.
Not to say anything about urban, you feel me?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna say, I actually enjoy that battle of being able to prove to people that you're more intellectual than you look.
Right.
I love that.
Listen, it's like what we said earlier. We have to have the balance. Like I said, I have to dress up for work.
Right.
You know what I mean? I work in the office, I'm on the IT side of things, but I go and speak to people.
Right.
I'm in meetings and all that shit. So I have to dress that way. Eventually, I got used to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if I go out, like me and my wife, we go out, I'm not going to be wearing a fucking t-shirt and jeans.
Right.
I'm going to be dressed, you know, appropriate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People got to find that balance. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, your lane is your lane, and that's what you like. Right, right. And again, I don't say nothing because I'll be seeing it. I'm like, damn, this really, I can't even front on that fucking outfit. Like, ain't nothing I can say, but if you can find that balance, like I always tell people, you'll find that balance, leave. If you know you want to get a corporate job, you'll leave the fucking Tim's at home, go find some hard bottoms.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Get that balance. If you get that balance, you get money.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
I still wear Tim's.
Nah, that's what's up, man. I love Tim's. I have
just copped some beef and Brock's not too long ago. like, you know what? It's been a while.
I have a few pair of Tim's in the closet, but I'm definitely trying to expand my wardrobe when it comes to the business. You know, the business look and the business casual look, because it is important, man. You want to look the part of where you're trying to belong. You know what I mean?
Right,
If you want to call yourself an entrepreneur, you got to dress like an entrepreneur.
Thanks.
You know, I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying? If I want people to recognize me as a rapper, I got to look like a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I got to present myself as such. But at the same time, I'm a part of so many different genres of life that I got to be able to dress. I got to be able to look and present myself as all of those things
at once. Can I say one more thing? And I mean, I don't mean to like just throw it out in a negative way, but we're all African-American.
Right.
So much about, excuse me, African. I don't know how y'all feel about it.
Nah, I really don't care.
Okay. I know some guy of African-American, excuse me. But, you know, we go into the corporate world, you know what I mean? They're already kind of looking at us different. You know what I mean? So if you come in like, all right, man, I see him, he got his tie on. Not a clip on. He actually tied it on.
Not a clip on.
Yeah, everything's iron. He looks presentable. He's speaking right. You know what I mean? Then you get the respect.
Right.
But if I come in to work like, all right, man, I'm in my jeans. I mean, I can't, but I'm in some jeans and a t-shirt and whatever. They're going to look at me when I come in the office like, I'm here to help you. They're going to be like, yo, can they send somebody else down here to help us? Or whatever. Like, you know, and you're going to get judged from the jump. You know what I mean? Yeah. But if you go out there like, he's dressed right. I mean, dressing is just one part of it. But, you know, you're speaking, how you carry yourself, so on and so forth. Then they can start looking at you like, all right, man. All right,
the whole package.
He got the package there.
You just got to be impressive.
Exactly.
Like, and whatever that means to you. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're able to impress yourself, then you shouldn't worry about impressing everybody else because they're automatically impressed.
No, definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
So that's true. I feel like that's very true.
Nah, man,
I really appreciate you guys coming through, man. This is
thank you for
having time coming. Nah, this is definitely dope. Listen, plug your social medias one more time.
I'll go first. So Instagram, definitely that billionaire guy. I did not misspell it. That billionaire guy.
So it's D-A-T.
There's a T-H in there?
T-H-A-T, man.
Okay, T-H-A-T.
I mean, billionaire with a B.
Okay, dope. Billionaire. Dope. Okay.
Guy. My Twitter, once again, everybody, as many people as you possibly can out there, JAYNOVA215. Retweet my pinned tweet. That's the first tweet you'll see on my profile.
Definitely.
And Hunters TV, HNTRS TV on YouTube.
And the Hunters Facebook page too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just touched on that. We also have a Hunters Facebook page. Come follow us, come like us. I'm actually dropping a video on it on Tuesday after the big holiday. I did a video of my interpretation of life, and I think you guys should check it out. It's pretty dope.
Definitely.
Also, one last thing. My Instagram is c.bodhi. It's not D-O-T. It's the period. C, C period B-O-A-D-I. All right?
That's what's up, man. Hopefully, we'll have you on the show next or another time, but... We want to be on y'all's show.
Nah,
I think that would be dope.
That would be dope.
We got to work
know,
that
you know
out.
You know what I was thinking, I was telling them about on our show, and you touched on it today. We usually agree on, we bring different perspectives,
right.
But we usually come to the same point.
Right.
There's a lot of things that I don't agree with this man about.
I believe
and
it.
That's why he's the call.
Right.
And we have these debates that go on, and I feel like it would be dope if you all just got together and... threw a topic out there.
Oh, we love it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Nah, oh, we love it.
We love it. You guys just let us know and we there.
Nah, no problem.
Trust me, Jay and I, we do agree on a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit. That's why you're wildin'.
Oh, we are.
You're wildin'
we
right
definitely
now.
Disagree on a lot of shit, too.
We literally almost agree on nothing.
that's me and JP, basically.
That makes for even a better...
Nah, it does.
Yeah,
it
that
does.
Makes for even better
it
show,
definitely
man.
Does.
But listen, man, we think, we think this was a dope episode. We hope y'all agree. If y'all want to check these people out, definitely go to Hunters TV on YouTube. I am at JOmegaSO on every social media network.
That's SayaSO on all social media networks. SayaSO on Snapchat. Get at me on the Facebook.
And that was another episode of the Officially Street Podcast, y'all. We'll see y'all next week, y'all.
Colors. When we came to take it by surprise, universal, my enterprise thoughts combined with the wisdom of Jedi minds, watch the force collide with your understanding, we're here to force you to change your mind, and we gonna do this one verse at a time, screaming fuck your college knowledge and long lasting accomplishments, deans listing your scholarships, opening up your consciousness, nigga, this ain't no conscious shit, it's 94 knots, and they say we got a classic that's ahead of its time, on God, they say it's nasty, 9 for 9s, I'm so well mad. This is classic denim fabric dropped in acid. In my jeans, the flame is shit. So don't you gas it, that'd be tragic. On the road, the riches switching lanes. Skirt, what is traffic? Switch the lane. Then they jack it. I'm too cold, that's winter fashion. I don't want it, you can have it. Got the torch, I'm 9 for 9s. And backup QB, I won't pass it. Other MCs hit the box like it's old school Madden. Oh my god, that was magic. I see it differently, it brought me some scars. But I can hear Nene's voice say, you are who you are. They see the stars from the trees, you see the trees from the stars, and knowing you can see like that, that this life can get hard, knowing you can see like that, boy your life can go far, dream big, boy you are who you are, you got a chance to make history, the first of your kind, but stay true, cause you are who you are, this is 94 knives, and we're still a problem, 96 they still can't solve it, God's son, I'm still evolving, universe is still revolving, round my words, I'm isolated if I should speak, I keep some metal gear for all the snakes around my feet. I'm searching through this path of life. Cameras in the flashing lights. Hating niggas staring, but these niggas ain't half as bright as my future nigga. They telling me I'm the new king. Freedom is just my new dream. Switching up all the colors, bipolar people with mood rings. Every time that you do things, I'm only here to open up your consciousness, nigga. Give you food for thought that you could profit with, nigga. Confidently give you common sense. While these rappers stress the truth like it's the new Pilates, scuba diving in the depth so deep, I swear the pool is drowning. I don't know if that makes sense, it sounds so cool that I'ma write it. Till my hand gets arthritis, authorized, especially if this authorizes it. I see it differently, it brought me some scars, but I can hear Nene's voice say, you are who you are. You see the stars from the trees, they see the trees from the stars. And knowing you can see like that, that this life can get hard. Knowing you can see like that, boy, your life can go far. Dream big, boy, you are who you are. are. You got a chance to make history, the last of your kind, but stay true, cause you are who you are. This is Shaka Patel. This is Shaka Patel. Look, now we ain't done. Look, I can feel the energy looking through my memories. I forgive my enemies, universal tendencies, love. Tendencies, love. Tendencies, love. And the sky keep falling down on my dreams. Why the sky keep falling on me? I said the sky keep falling down on my dreams. All on my dreams. I said the sky keep falling down on my dreams. Why the sky keep falling on me? I said the sky keep falling down on my dreams.